Up here. Oh. Holy Spirit is here. Really here. Really here. I'm going to do things slightly differently this morning. That's to keep you on your toes. I don't want anyone falling asleep this morning. I just want to share something with you. I'm going to pray first. Because what I believe I'm going to share with you today will impact your life. Lord, I just thank you that you're an almighty God. Thank you, God, that you know us each individually. And you have a plan and purpose for us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we, Lord, our body, soul and spirit. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are revealing to us every day who you are through your spirit. And you're impacting our lives. Thank you for that. I pray right now, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will speak to us right now and bring something new, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to talk this morning about body, soul and spirit. For the last 8 weeks, I've been meditating on body, soul and spirit. And I've been asking God about it, and I've been looking into it, and I have studied this before at least 3 times in my Christian life. So probably this is the 4th time where I've looked at it. But I have to say, this time I've looked at it, and I don't know whether it's because I am further on with God, it's impacted me so much more, and I've meditated on it a lot more, and I actually feel I've got a real understanding of it more than I've ever had before. So what I want to do this morning is I want to share where I'm at with what I've just learnt and what I've been meditating on and thinking about over these last few weeks and probably 2 months. Okay. So, Peter, can you come out? Can you come out and help me? Yes, Peter, yeah. Bob, come out. Can you come out and help me, please? Where's Paul gone? He needs to come in here. Yeah, he needs to come in here because I want him to hear this today. It's really important that he hears this. Yeah, just come up here. Let me just think. I had it all in my head, so let me just think now. Zoff. And then Paul. Okay. Now, there isn't a reason why I've only picked men, so don't get upset, ladies. There's not a reason for this. So, and like I say, I need Paul. Is he coming? Great. Okay. Right. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm not doing the okie cokie. Andrew says, am I doing the okie cokie? Bless him. Come on, Paul. Come here. Right. So, Bob, I'd like you to be third. Come over here. I'd like you to be third.
Okay.
That's it. I'd like you to be second. That way, hang on. So you need to be there. So just swap over. I need you to be here. Yeah, I need you to be here. And I need you to be over here. I need you to be over this end. Next to Bob. Right. Okay. Is everybody happy? Right. So this is to illustrate what I'm going to do today. I thought I've got no notes. No notes today. I'm being very brave, yes. Doing a first that I've never done before. So let me just put my mic down. Okay, so for the recording, because we're recording it, aren't we? For the recording, I've got 4 men at the front, and one's labelled body, one's labelled soul, one's labelled spirit, and one has kind of a bit like a sort of when you're connected to the internet, so it's kind of got that kind of sort of little semi little circles, which is sort of you sort of what you'd see on a computer when you're connected to the internet. But that is our connection to God. So Zoff's God. Okay. That's amazing, isn't it, Zoff? You're God today. Glorify God, yeah. Right, so I'm just going to come to this side because I will need to see some of my notes. So, Peter, I want to ask you, Peter, as you are getting slightly older.
Thank you.
Sometimes, how does your body feel?
Poorly.
Poorly. Mm. Yeah, poorly. So sometimes as we're getting older, when you're young, you never, when somebody says you're going to have aches and pains, you don't believe it, do you? Right. So you younger ones, I'm looking at a few younger ones here. When people say, when you get older, you're going to have aches and pains, you think, oh, what a load of rubbish. But as you get older, yes, you do. Okay. So, soul. So let me just explain what the soul is. So the soul is will, emotions and mind. Remember those three things. Emotions, mind. Okay. Good. Spirit is God's Holy Spirit. So our spirit connects with God's spirit. And then this is God who has an influence, obviously, that we talk to. Okay. So sometimes, I don't know what it's like for you at home, but sometimes my internet drops. Does yours? You're working away there on your computer, and occasionally it drops. Doesn't happen very often, but every now and again. Or it might need resetting. Might need turning off and on. Okay? So, with God, you can't see the internet, but you know when it's not working. Straight away it comes up on your computer. Okay? And you need that connection with God and the Spirit. So what the scripture I want to talk to you about, because there's some discussion about whether there are three parts of us. Sometimes people put the soul and the spirit together. But I want to give you this scripture, which is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the other scripture that God gave me before I actually put pen to paper about this was for the word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So there are three parts to you. Physically, there is one of you. When I look at you, there is only one. But there are three layers. It's like, you know, we've got God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. It's in three parts, okay? And you're in three parts. Next slide, please. It's coming. Okay, it will come on. What I want to talk about today is we've all got a physical frame. In the Bible, sometimes it refers to it as a tent. We all know that this will become dust. It's come from dust. It will go back to dust. We understand that. The soul is, as I've already said, your mind, your emotions, and your will. And then you have your spirit. So the body is the physical realm. What's one of the things that you know about your body? What's one of the things that you know about your body? So let me just do this. Close your eyes, Peter. What have I just done?
Touch my nose.
Right, so just touch Peter's nose. You're instantly in touch with your physical frame. Nobody has to tell Peter I touched his nose. As soon as something happens to your physical body, you know straight away. Yeah? You know straight away when you're ill. You know straight away when you've got a headache. You know straight away when you're doing something and you feel weary. You're so in touch with your body all the time. You don't need to be told what's happening to it. Most of the time you know. And even if you're having things like exploratory things done, you're usually having them done because your body's telling you you're unwell. Okay, so you're always in touch with this physical frame. I want you to bear that in mind. You're always in touch with your body because of your five senses. So what are your five senses? Sight, smell, touch, hearing. So again, all those five senses are always at work all the time. You know as soon as you've got a cold and you can't hear, don't you? Yeah? Those of you that are getting older and you've got a hearing aid, you know as soon as you don't put them on, you know you can't hear before you put them in. Those of us that have got glasses, like I've got 20/20 vision, I can't read a thing now. I can't read anything at all without glasses. I can't read a thing. I can't read a label. I can't read a book. I can't read anything. I can see everybody, but I can't read stuff, and I need my glasses. Next slide. Thank you for being patient up there. You're doing so well. So the body, the Greek word for the body is soma. So it's physical, it's material, it's a structure. And the Apostle Paul writes to the Romans again about how the body is connected to the mind, the soul and the spirit. He says, therefore, I urge you, brethren, by mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm going to say I'm going to make a statement now. Those of you that are ill in body, it's very difficult when you've got sickness. But this body's temporary. This body's temporary. This is the part, the spirit, that is the most important thing in you. So you may be having physical things that are really affecting you. And I'm not undermining that in any way. I'm really not. But this is temporary. This spirit here has got to affect how you think about your body. So when you're unwell, God, help me to grow in the spirit. Because actually, this is going to help me deal with this that's poorly in my body. I know that's a massive statement. I'm not undermining anyone that's ill. I'm really not. But what I'm saying is the key to you being able to manage anything physically is in the spirit. Your relationship with God. You asking God for a specific word about your physical frame. You asking God to touch your body. You might wake up every day and you've still got that thing wrong with your body. But it's your spirit that's going to live on. It's this your relationship with God that is going to live on. It's really important that. Because we become overwhelmed when this body is not working well, we become overwhelmed. We become overwhelmed, and our body affects our emotions. When you're ill, the doctor says, particularly when you're in pain, be careful about being in pain, because it will affect your mood. It will affect how you cope with things. And that is here. That emotion is here. So your body affects your emotion, and it affects how you perceive things. And this is why people get down when they're ill. Why do you think it's one of the things when people are ill? The enemy at times can have a field day when people are ill, because naturally they're not able to overcome. You're not able to overcome illness quite often, but you can in the spirit. You can in the spirit, Christian. You can in the spirit. You can overcome illness. Even if you have a terminal diagnosis, you can live through that because of the spirit of God that is birthed within you. You can overcome, and you can live in circumstances that are difficult, because the Spirit of God will give you the enablement. He has given you everything for life and godliness. He's given you everything. Your emotions are here. Through His Spirit, you will overcome emotion. We're all emotional. It's part of us. It's how we've been made. We're meant to be emotional. It's how we've been made. But the Spirit will deal with that emotion and enable you to cope. It's very important that. It's very important for those of you dealing with illness to understand that. Well, I can't see now because I've got my glasses on the wrong way now. So. But the natural man can't receive the things of the Spirit because they are foolish to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Right, so this is the Spirit. This is the body. Natural man cannot understand the Spirit. You know that when you start to talk to people about God, they do not understand spiritual stuff. They don't understand it. At that point, quite often people look at you and they don't understand it. And that's because it's not been a submission of the will and the emotion in the mind. And that's why people can't understand it. Next slide, please. The next slide is the soul. So Paul's our soul for today. Okay. He states that man was created as a living soul. The soul consists of the mind, which includes the conscience, the will and the emotions. The soul and the spirit are mysteriously tied together and make up what the scripture calls the heart. The writer of the proverb declares, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the springs of life." We see here that the heart is central to our emotions and will. There is a massive, massive growth in mental health. Massive growth in mental health that we are seeing. One in four people that we mix with will have mental health issues. They won't show it. They won't show it on the outside, but it's there on the inside. And in some areas, it's one in three. And most people have had an event in their lives that they found very difficult to overcome. They may not have had a breakdown, but they'll have had a situation which is incredibly difficult for them to overcome, and that's mental health. When our mind, our heart, is subject to the spirit helps us to overcome and to build God's word in us that helps us to deal with our mental health. When we look at God's promises, and he tells us how important we are to him, it stops us feeling like that we're not relevant. When God promises that he never leaves us nor forsakes us, and loneliness is tied up in here, depression is tied up in there. When we read God's promises, it's so important for you to know what God's word says. I can't emphasize enough how important it is that you read God's word, which will get into your spirit, which will then enable you to deal with your mind, enable you to deal with your emotions, and enable you to deal with your will. So the soul is called the psyche. Man does not, we've already said that man does not accept him. Can I have the next slide, please? In the Bible, it talks about having your mind renewed. Romans 12, verse 2. The reason why it talks about having your mind renewed is because the spirit has to renew the mind. Okay? People go through life and they don't have God, they don't have a spiritual awakening, and therefore the mind's untouched. But I want to tell you this morning, if you're here and your mind is broken, I want to tell you that God's Holy Spirit can influence and help you with your mind and put things together when it's broken and restore. Our God is a restoring God. Okay? The soul is your reasoning, your thinking, it's your personality. We're encouraged to take every thought captive. That's what the Word of God says. Take every thought captive. The reason why that is, your mind's here. If it starts running wild, it affects your body. How many times have you been ill? And it's because of what's going on in your mind. It physically affects you. If you've ever had news and it's a shock, if any of you ever had news and it's a shock and your legs won't hold you up, I have. And that's because this affects you and it affects you physically. You know that any mental illness affects you physically. Sometimes people lose their hair. Sometimes people end up with rashes and all sorts of things that are connected to the physical body because they're upset. It's very interconnected. It's our passions, our desires, your feelings, your imagination, your affections, your emotions, whether you're happy, whether you're sad. And you can be hurt by words, can't you? You physically hear things, and it wounds you in here. It wounds your emotions. It wounds your heart. And the Bible, it says, I learnt very early on, that I had to ask God to protect my heart. When things were said to me as a young woman that weren't true, I used to take them to God, and I used to say, protect my heart, Lord. I knew straight away, because I'd read God's word, and it said, ask God to protect your heart. And I read that as a young woman, and I used to say, God, protect my heart. We know that David said, why is my soul cast down? David recognised when he was down. I've already said your personality's there, your attitude's there, your conscience and your will. There's a lot of times here, we know at New Year, and we know when we speak to friends, they want to be different. You'll know of people who want to be different. You know of people whose will, they so want to be different. And Paul said it, didn't he, in his word, in the Bible. He said, the things I don't want to do, I do. And your will's in there. You know, your will, not your written will, not what you're leaving. Your will is in there. So your will has got to be subject to God's Spirit. It's got to make that change. And if your will doesn't, this will informs what the body does. So when people get involved in sexual sin, starts here, then he's acted out here. Does that make sense? Yeah? But God's Spirit can have an absolute influence over you that actually the things you don't want to do, you don't do. When Lord is Lord, he's Lord of your will. He's Lord of your mind. He's Lord of your emotions. And if he's not today, you need to pray that prayer. If you've not understood this before, and today me explaining it means it makes a bit more sense to you, you have to ask God to be in charge of your will, your soul, your emotions. The enemy's job is to master your soul. The enemy of our soul is to master that area. So if he can have control of your will, your emotions, he's winning. And that's, as Christians, that's what we stand up against. And we use the word of God. And you know, when we use the word of God, the best thing to do as a Christian is to speak out the word of God over you. So speak out the word of God over your body. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Say that to your body if you're unwell. Lord, you've said, I am the Lord who heals me. I'm coming to you this morning for my healing. I'm going to sleep now, Lord, but while I'm asleep, watch over me. Heal my body while I'm asleep. Touch me. Confession, what you confess is so important. What you say out loud is so important. Very, very important what you say. What you say over your situations. Next slide, please. Now, there's a few slides here now about the Spirit. Thankfully, I've got more to say about the Spirit. So I'm going to just go through these. There's another key verse here that we've already said this about the two-edged sword. We see in the passage of Scripture that the soul can be divided and that the Word of God pierces our heart to bring the division of the soul and spirit. And the human beings, we live eternally as spirit. We have a soul and we dwell in a body. We can rejoice with the psalmist and declare, for you, this is all of us, you formed my inward parts, you wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it well. Next slide, please. So in your spirit, so in Bob here, we have faith, hope, reverence, prayer, worship. I love it when on these programs in the jungle, they're trying to make a fire. Have any of you tried to make a fire from nothing? Put your hand up. Ray has. Oh, there's a few of you. There's a few of you there. I love it when they get all the dry stuff and the flints and you see a spark and then it goes whoosh. Right, that's what God's done with us. right? There were nothing there. There was nothing there. And we came to a point where we said, right, God, I want you to be part of my life. And at that point, there was the flint and the spark and then the whoosh, right? That's there inside you now. That's inside you now, and that's burning away. But you know, you are in control of how much that grows. You're in control of how much that grows. So you can have a little fire all your life, just burning away. Or you can keep getting more dry wood and putting it on, and it goes whoosh. And that's God's word. That's God's word, that. God's word stirs you up. It makes you excited. If you're not excited, Christian, right? You know, you get that thing where you have a fire and you start flapping it like mad, fanning it. You know that? Wafting. You've wafted and all of a sudden. Right. If any of you want a book to read, Chuck Swindoll, Fan the Flame. It's a book I read about 10 years ago. It's about growing in the spirit. It's a great book. Really excited me. I was a bit dry and I asked God for something and I came across this book. And this book is about fanning the flame. It's about growing spiritually. It's about feeling alive spiritually. It's a great book. The human spirit comes alive when regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Before there is an understanding of the things of God. When I became regenerated, when that spark got lit, I didn't know everything about God. I didn't have a clue. I wasn't in church. I wasn't in Sunday school. I did not have a clue about anything. I didn't know scripture. I didn't have a Bible. I'd never read my Bible. The only prayer I'd prayed was the Lord's Prayer. I didn't need all that. And it's like the person next to Jesus on the cross. He'd not had a chance to read his Bible, you know, pray. He'd not had a chance to do all those things. And Jesus said, you'll be with me in paradise. Because straight away, he knew who Jesus was. You know, when we come to God, we know who Jesus is straight away and we have that spark that lights up. We don't know it all then. But it's that rebirth and how God sees you as a new creation. You see, when you have that rebirth, so that point when that suddenly that light comes on, everything that God has got for you is deposited at that moment. We all think we've got to learn it all, we've got to be good, we've got to live this life, and that will count towards, no, at that point where we're reborn, God's put a deposit within us that is there for us. It's given us everything we need for life and godliness. And then through the journey of knowing God, we actually understand what that means. You're a new creation the minute that spark's lit. If as a Christian this morning, or you've been coming to church and that spark's not lit, I'd really encourage you this morning to get that spark lit. Because it will just fantastically just take over your life and just give you the energy and the desires that you need. Your desires are here in the soul. If that spark, next, has not ignited, your soul's not affected. We sang this morning, soul, break down the walls. We cannot enter heaven unless we've been born of water and born of the Spirit. The key to growing in the Spirit is to get God's word inside you. It says in James 1 verse 23, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word and does not do what it says is like someone looking in a mirror and then walking away. I nearly brought one of my mirrors this morning, but knowing me, I'd probably break it on the way. So I'm not bringing it. But I got a full-length mirror. And basically, what it's saying is, if you open God's word, you don't do as it says. God starts to speak to you how to change, but then you walk away. Basically, it has no effect on you. The next slide. The Spirit gives life. What I talked before about the Spirit and to do with that whoosh that I said is that God quickens things. It starts off being an experience and then God becomes part of our God's consciousness. And like I said, I always think of that fire when the fire is burnt. Romans 8 verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You see, this Spirit here is influenced. So imagine it's off a bit higher up, because that's where God is in my sort of thinking. Right? So God is influencing our spirit all the time. God is influencing our spirit all as we come to him, as we open the Bible, as you pray before you read it and say, God, let me learn from your word now. Let it have an impact on me straight away. God's Holy Spirit is working with your spirit. You can't open your Bible, you can't read something, I don't believe, without it affecting you. If your heart's right and you're desiring to grow. And if you need help, those of you that need helping, things being exciting, talk to us. Talk to Lisa, talk to me, talk to Jed, talk to Mark. And we'll help you read the right things. We'll help you read different scriptures and then go away and you can read them and talk to us about it. But it's off there. You know, that there is God directly influencing our spirit. You know, God's spirit, we know that God doesn't look at the physical. And when we see the people in the Bible like David and Mary, they weren't chosen because of what they looked like. God knew what they looked like and he picked people. We judge everything on the external. I noticed last night I was watching a bit of Channel 5 and there's a program on this next week and it's a bit like it's people who all look physically different and they're putting them in a house and they're all different. Some are only this high. Some are huge. They're all different. They're all, in a sense, what society would think are misfits, but they're all together. But in God, there's no misfits. None of us in God, there's no misfits with God. You need to feed your spirit because your spirit, God feeds the spirit. Your spirit then feeds your soul. Your emotions and your will. It's not a normal thing to submit your will to God. It's not normal. So when you do that, this opens all this. Do you get that? It opens all three things. God speaking through his spirit to your heart, to your mind, to your soul. That's where you get the peace of God from. When you've got trouble in your soul and you're struggling and you've no peace, it's the spirit that gives you peace. Fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit changes us. Our spirit and his spirit connecting together. And God's love is consistent. We're not consistent, but God's love is. So you need to feed your spirit, your soul, and your emotions. There's so much that we go off our feelings. Christians, we go off our feelings too much. I go off my feelings too much. What is God telling me? What does God's word tell me? What's what I'm learning telling me? The will stands in the way. When the will is surrendered to the Holy Spirit, it takes up residence in the spirit of man. When this happens, you'll know it. Spirit influences your will. Your body can influence your soul and spirit in a positive way and in a negative way. Next slide, please. So I want to ask you a question. The spirit and the soul, which one are you feeding the most? Are you feeding your emotions? Are you feeding your will? Are you feeding your mind? And if you are you doing it through the spirit? Okay. Which has the loudest voice? Is it that one? Or is it the spirit? Right. It needs to be the spirit. Next slide. The old way of living is gone. God's given you a new life to become alive in the spirit. The spirit is perfect. It reveals what God's got planned for you. It's unique. The Holy Spirit here has got a totally different plan and purpose for Peter. If Kay was here as another body, totally different plan and purpose spirit for Kay stood here, for me stood here, for Wendy stood here. Let the Spirit of God renew your mind. If you're having issues with mental health, let's pray for you this morning. pray for a breakthrough this morning. Some of you have got mental health in your family. Some of you have got parents with mental health. Some of you have got children with mental health. Some of you have got grandparents with mental health. My grandmother attempted suicide about 6 times. And I used to support my mum. She was an only child, where we used to go and sort out my gran. And 6 times she attempted suicide. She was very unhappy. And we used to end up, my first time would be about 17. I used to accompany my mum to all these psychiatric wards. So Cheadle Royal, Hyde Hospital, Ashton Psychiatric Ward. I used to go with my mum to all these places and see lots of things as a young person probably shouldn't have seen. But I did, because I didn't want my mum to be on her own. And I used to go with my mum. So some of us have had mental health in our families. And I want to pray for you this morning, for those of you that that's affected. So read God's word, meditate on it. As it says in Psalms, Selah, think on it. The body is the earth suit. Peter's glad this is the earth suit. It's the earth suit. God's spirit quickens. Bob's got round his neck, spirit. And God always sees you in spirit. He sees you as a complete. I'm really glad about that. He doesn't see me half finished. He doesn't see my failings. God, when he sees me fully complete, prepared for the works that he's given me. God's handiwork. And what you're thinking about will dominate you. So, you know, if you're in a situation where other things are dominating what you think, your circumstances are dominating what you think, then come to God here. Some of you have got needs where it might be that you need provision. And in your mind, you're going around this circle of debt, struggling with finances. Come to God with the Holy Spirit and ask him to deal with it, and he will. And next slide, and I've nearly finished now. So how you feed your spirit, so this influences your soul and your body. Emphasis has got to be that you're fed more by the spirit, more by God's word. Because God's word never returns empty. A lot of young people at the moment are really, really impacted by the TV. A lot of young people are very fearful about the future. A lot of young people are very fearful about their world and about how it's going to be in years to come. When you listen to young people, they're frightened, actually. And the thing that I haven't put here is, if I had a big globe, what I would say is, the world affects this. And the world affects this. And that's why it's so important as Christians to be filled with the Spirit. So I'm going to ask the question, what's leading you? Is it your body? Is your body having more influence about what's going on? Is your soul having more influence about what's going on? Is your mental health, your emotions? And if that's the case, I'm going to be quite frank, you're heading for trouble. Because God's provided his spirit. When Jesus left, he left us his spirit. And that is a resource that's there for us. And as Christians, we have to tap into that resource. Be confident you've been renewing your mind. Then you will make the right decisions. Be filled by the Spirit and be led by the Spirit. Those of you that have struggled with things to do with your will, you will understand that when you submit that to our God, the Spirit, that actually he enables you to do the things you need to do. Because on our own, as we know, like with things like the New Year things, and people start to do things and go to gyms and all, 6 months later they're not there. So, you know, we can try and do things through our own strength, but no, if we're submitted to God, then that's what we'll do. That's my last slide, isn't it? Is that the last one? Thank you very much for helping me. So what I want to do now, if you just take those off, I'm not going to take them off because I just realised I might pull your ears off. What I want to do now is, I just want to give some time. If you've been affected by what I've spoken about, I want to pray for you. So I'm just going to ask Ray just to play something just in the background. And if you feel that you need a breakthrough in your soul because it's not being affected enough by your spirit, then we'll pray for you. If you've not started having that spark in your life and you know that you're not alive inside, we will pray for you. And if you want more of God, so the spirit is the more dominant, we'll pray for you. Okay. So just close your eyes. I just want to give you an opportunity. Thank you, you four. You can go and have a sit down. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks for helping me. Lord, I thank you that in every circumstance, you're there for us. Thank you, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, this morning that, Lord, if we want more of you in our lives, Lord, we put our will down and we just ask you, God, to have the preeminence through your spirit. I pray, God, for everyone, Lord, in this room that is struggling with something physical. And I ask, God, that through your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will touch them this morning. But I also ask that you not only touch them, but, Lord, that you'll speak to them, Lord, about how to deal with what's happening to them. We know you're a healing God. I pray, Lord, for people, Lord, this morning who are struggling with things in the mind, that there are thoughts that come. I pray, Lord, this morning, Lord, that by your Spirit, Lord, that you will break in, Lord, and that will realise, Lord, through your word, that you can renew their mind, that you can change. You can change it, you can renew it, you can put new thoughts there. Think on things that are pure, think on things that are lovely, Paul said. And I pray, Lord, for those that are struggling with emotional stuff this morning. I pray, God, that you, through your Holy Spirit, Lord, will, Lord, help them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to give you the opportunity, if you want prayer, just to come out. We'll just pray for you. I'm not going to do it for very long. If you want prayer, just come out.